have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the Just For You podcast. We just a cool Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super excited to be with you on today. Hey, did you know the Lord reigns? Did you know he is supreme over every situation in our lives? He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending. We call him Abba Father with our elder brother Jesus. We're excited to be back with you another week. Amen. The Lord is good and graciously to be praised. So we are excited about all the great things that are taking place in the lives of believers and those seeking his face everywhere. Listen, I just want you to know God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. Send a shout out to each and every one of you, the listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, for your calls, your inboxes, whatever you do to support Just For You podcast or for Elation Radio. We thank you. God is good. We want to send a shout out to our very own visionary and CEO, Dr. Kenny Robinson, a beautiful, blessed woman of God that has been blessed to birth out Elation Radio. And we're happy and elated to be her sister. And to our Elation family, we love you. We love each and every one of you. And to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you. Thank you for your prayers, your love, your support, and we are grateful for you. But none of this could be imparted or possible without the Lord. He's able to do anything but fail. We honor the great I Am, our Abba Father, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, because without him, nothing can be done in our lives. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Without him, nothing could be done. Your next breath depends on him. The way we move, the way we stand, the way we go through, the way we overcome depends on him. So we honor him on today, and we honor the presence of the Holy Spirit. Listen, I know that some of you may be new and may not be familiar with the Just For You podcast. If this is your first time listening in, we welcome you. We also want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen. As you know, we're going to have our exhortation, but before we do, we want to go before the throne asking the Lord to come in. There certainly is a word on today. There is a word from the Lord on today, and we want to get our hearts and minds, our ears open to hear and receive, our minds ready to comprehend what he's saying through this word, as well as a our hearts to be reset. Listen, if you don't know the Lord, it's not too late. There is yet time. As long as the blood is running through your veins, we have an opportunity to repent, to make things right, and for God to be glorified. Let us pray. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to thank you and praise you for everything that we go through and have experienced. We thank you for life, for breathing into our lungs, for giving us hope and strength, for giving us a peace of mind, for giving us and allowing us to overcome our trials and our tribulations. You never said it would be easy, but you did promise you would never leave us. You will be with us always until the end of the world. We acknowledge you and ask you to lead, guide, and direct this podcast. Bless Elation Radio. Bless Dr. Kimmy Robinson, her family, and all that she puts her hands to prosper. Bless every podcaster on Elation Radio. Bless our families, our friends. But God, I'm asking you to bless the listeners that listen live or on the replay, wherever they listen, oh God. May their ears be blessed to hear what you're saying to them and give them strength on today, oh God. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for hearing and for answering prayer. Forgive us all of our sins, whether it's known, unknown, whether we know how to come to you, or whether we're still figuring it out. God, has your divine will in way. And to that one that is not clear whether or not they should come to you, we're asking God that you cover them in your precious blood and lead them safely to you. We're asking, oh God, that you protect and provide. Have your divine will in way. Speak through your service and have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, listen. Our exhortation today, is going to be coming from John, the 16th chapter. That's John, the 16th chapter. I want to share with you some nuggets that you can apply in your personal life to maintain your spiritual life. And if you will follow along with me, grab your Bibles, your phones, your tablets, whatever you use, that we can study together, that God can speak. Amen. These things, starting at the first one, have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto thee at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asked me whether thou goest. But because I have said unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Here we understand that Jesus is preparing the disciples for his going away. And he's trying to love on them that they understand the time well. And to remember the things that were taught. John is reminding us of these things. Listen, listen. I want you to know, just like parents teach children, We only have a certain allotment.
And then as they grow and develop, they will be held accountable for what they know and what they don't know. It is our job as parents to lead our children in the way of the Lord, that they may have an understanding of how to live, what to do, and what not to do. It is our utmost duty to instill in them to the best of our ability, not just take them to church to learn, but in our homes we should pray. In our homes we should lift up the name of the Lord. And in our homes in difficult times, we must find a spiritual way and a biblical way to deal with things. Here Jesus wants to make sure when he goes back to the Father that the disciples understand the time that they spent with him was precious. The time for them to be able to pull up what he spoke to them, understanding the call. Can I stop right here and say this? The call to live in the kingdom's way is great. It is not just us being in a collective group of believers and living our lives untouchable from sin, untouchable from trouble, untouchable from things that would destroy the physical body or our lives or in any capacity, because we are not immune from trouble. But if we know that trouble is to enter our lives, here Jesus reminds us of the cross when they go to do a good work. Have you ever strived to do a good work and found there was great opposition? Well, in those hours, he's putting you in remembrance as he did for the disciples. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. I go not away. The Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I send him unto you. He will send them unto us. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. What is he saying? Here he come into the world, had to be in places that seem not well for those that have come from royalty. Yet he endured. Yet he grew. Yet he trained. Yet he was teachable. Yet he lived to do what the Father sent him to do in the face of the adversity he would have to face. Isn't that interesting that as believers it's difficult for us when hard times come because feel comfortable. It doesn't feel right. But yet our Father thought it well to allow Jesus to go through such things. He said, of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Imagine sitting next to your very, very best friend. And all of a sudden, they're gone. You look for them. You long for them. You want to spend more time with them, but they're gone. So here Jesus prepares them that they may understand of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. What I loved about Jesus, he was compassionate enough to allow those that served with him to understand the pain of him going away would be great. There's nothing like a compassionate friend. There is nothing like someone loving you through trials, tribulations, through pain, through distress, through you having or not having.
It means everything. That shall be
when he, the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he speak, and he will show you things to come. This is so extremely important, because in your life as a believer of God, you want to make sure your ears are open to hear. You want to make sure your heart is receptive. You only want to speak what he gives you to speak. Why? Because what you put into the atmosphere has power. What you speak into the atmosphere has power. The words that we speak have power. So we must be careful what we release, whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whether we are filled with anger, that we understand the words that here he reminds us that the Holy Spirit will come. And when he comes, he will guide us into all truth. When people say, I don't know what to do, and I said, no, have you asked the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you into all truth? There are times when I'm faced with things and I can't make a decision. I know not to make a decision because I would make them of my emotions. It is very critical for me to move in the Spirit of God by asking the Holy Spirit to come in and to do what needs to be done. When we make a hasty decision, it involves other people. Listen, you might say this is just between me and God. But your disposition from you not making a decision can affect everyone around you. So we must be careful not to speak too soon or not to speak what the Lord gives us because we feel some type of way about those we have to speak to. We must be gentle. We must be kind. We must be compassionate. But more importantly, you want to speak truth where it is life long. Because here's what we see in our generation today. Many of us grew up where we were under traditional churches, and we knew what it was to fellowship. We knew what it was to come together, to love on one another, to break bread with one another, to honor our leaders and first ladies, to know how to share and be in groups in the church and grow and develop. Now, I'm not saying this is not still going on today, but there is a great difference in the way that we have changed our atmosphere in the world. My question is, no matter where the facility is, no matter what the people are saying, is the Holy Spirit the leader thereof? Now, I'm not talking about religion. I am specifically talking about relationships. When you're in relationship with someone, you can't tell me you don't want to not hurt the person you're in relationship with. Neither do you want to just be so bold and so rash that you're not caring about their feelings. Here it is in today, we should feel the same way about the Lord. It should never be, he's God, well, he know my heart, he'll forgive me, with no reverence, no respect, and no trust to him. Because when you're close to someone, think of your children, think of your spouse, think of your parents, think of someone you truly love. You definitely don't want to disappoint them or hurt them. So it should be in the life of us as believers. We should not want to hurt the Lord. We shouldn't want to go on and do what we want to do and then backtrack and tell him, he's Lord, he understands. When we know the right and the correct thing to do, it's just like a child with a parent. If you're a respectable child, you know, to go to your parents, not assert their authority, but respect them in what they've asked you to do. Well, there are times, yes, parents can be wrong, but here's another principle. How do you deal with that parent that you may not agree with when you feel you do and you wrong? Today's reflection of what relationships are have changed. There are so many different types of relationships, but when we come into the house of the Lord, the relationship we have with him should be so tight to him that everyone in the atmosphere is on one accord. They move together. They talk the same. They're working in the same direction. There's no one offending, dividing, or doing something different for the sake of self. It would be as if they knew that they had to move according to his will and his principles to be able to see the end result. 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me again. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples amongst themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. Do you think it would have been wise for an all-knowing, all-seeing God operating in for you to question his authority? They said, therefore, what is it that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Hey, now when she knew, they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye inquire amongst yourselves of that I said? Doesn't that sound like a parent? A little while, and ye shall not see me again, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Uh-oh. Didn't you hear me the first time? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and labor, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. What is he saying unto them? Pay attention. Here's key points for you to remember when I go away. I need you to hold on. What I said. I need you to not forget, children. They don't remember what we say until it happens. At that moment, they have a unique opportunity to make a decision. And the decision to be made is only going to be made by them, because God puts us in position to serve him, to love him, and to understand his word, because we are in relationship with him, not just attending church, not just being affiliated with various groups in the church, but our relationship with him would lead us with the Holy Spirit as to how to connect and to serve and to live. And it would not, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, cause us to have a divisive or confused spirit. 21. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish.
For joy that a man is born into the world.
Listen, think about that. When children are in the womb, there is great expectation to see them.
There's a mindset that we want to have.
We want to make sure that those children arrive. And when they arrive, there is joy. Notice the planning and the preparation that people make today for their children. I'm going to say it. When I came up, we got together. I don't know if it was right or wrong. With our tuna, our chicken, our salad, our ability to have a nice cake, and all the other trimming, and just sit and enjoy one another as we shared baby games. We thought of ways to connect with the mother. We wanted her to be comfortable. And if by chance the father came, because back then fathers didn't always come to baby showers, but we learned to love on the mother before the child was born. It wasn't about if you had a hall. It wasn't about if you had the beautiful decoration. I don't have anything against that. But what I do want us to remember is still at the value of everything, what is the relationship? And as that mother carries that child, we are protected.
Oh, baby, don't stand too long. Why don't you sit down? Do you need something to eat? Let me go get it for you.
Are you okay? Do you need something to drink? I'll be right back. We want to make sure that that child is getting what they need in the womb,
because there's going to come a point where she won't be laughing and grinning and walking around and taking all the beautiful maternal pictures.
She's not going to be doing all of that when a contraction hits her. It's called pain. She will then go into something totally different, unlike when she was laughing, unlike when she was doing what she was doing. To prepare for the baby, she will have to endure pain. She will have to endure it as she bears the child. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father, in my name, He will give it to you. Just stop and read that again. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it. Let's talk about this. What are some of the things you think they couldn't ask? I know. Did he say he was going here? What did he say he was doing? Let us ask him again. He said, you shall ask me nothing. But here's a reminder. You walk with him. You talk with him. You were close to him, yet you paid not attention.
We think our children, we are with colleagues and co-workers. Pay attention.
Because how we live in this world connect others how to endure through trials and tribulations.
It teaches them how to stand as Jesus prepared the disciples.
He wanted them not to feel alone, but to connect together to know how to pray through and to know how to stand in the hour when they felt their most hurt.
Because he was no longer.
But better yet, the preparedness for what was coming, his pain, his anguish, and to see how others would treat him in that hour. Listen, there's always a Peter who will deny. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I'll deny you. Why? For whatever selfish motive and reason there is. Then there's some Thomases in the world. Oh, I know you all talk about the Lord, and I know you think he's real, and I know you think. But Thomas said, let me just see your hand, your feet. Then I shall believe. But when he goes away, there will be nothing for us to see. In this hour now, what we have is his word. Therefore, it is critical for us to study. Because if we don't know him, we'll be tricked by what looks like him, and it's not. We'll be fooled by the very things the enemy will play because he recognizes it. Remember how he tried to trick Adam and Eve? He didn't say, you shall surely die. He said, you may die. And by the way, he doesn't want you to know. If you go over there and eat of that tree, you will be wise. The enemy always tells you something exactly opposite of what the Lord has spoken. He always shares with you but they're made to throw you off course because you didn't pay attention. Hitherto, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full, not half full, not a fourth full, not a third full, but may be full when you ask. So why ask the Lord if you're in need of a vehicle? Oh, just bless me with a car and I'll be satisfied. And here comes your hoopie. How about God? This is what I can afford. I would love something that would take me from A to B. I have children. I would like enough room in the car for them. I like to be able to make sure it's low maintenance so I'm not spending more that on repairs and things of that nature. I want to be a blessing to others. So, Lord, make sure that the gas mileage in my car meets not only my budget, but allows me to be a blessing as well as me take care of my needs. That's a different type of prayer. Oh, I want a job. How about I want a job with benefits, with insurance that will take care of me, my family, my children. I want to be able to have some leverage in my job, that my gifts will make room for me, and that when promotion comes, they will find me. And when they find me, they will bless me what I really, really deserve. Lord, I want to thank you for good co-workers and a great boss. I want to be able to pray for my leader. I want you to give me the authority to be able to know when trouble arises in the office or wherever I am, that you will utilize me to be a blessing and a peacemaker, one that will be able to see, hear, and understand the environment I'm in. That's a different type of prayer. How about I want a child, or I want a girl or a boy? I'll be satisfied with whatever you bless me with. But have we taken the time to speak over the womb, to say this child shall come forth with spirituality, anointing, and authority? This child's name will be known throughout the world for the great works you will do in its life. This child shall accomplish much. It will not be an average child. It will be a child that takes notice and be notice of the world for the goodness of your word in their life. This child's name will be, I have prayed over it, I've studied it, I want to attach it to them, that they will forever be known in the earth what it will be written on their birth certificate for your glory. That's a different type of prayer. Oh, I want this kind of house. When I moved into our home, I said to my husband, I want our home to have more room, that may be able to expand, whether it be by children or guests or whoever, that this home will be used to serve others, that our home will be a home of our blocks and neighbors will love us. We will love our neighbors. We will serve our neighbors. We will be a part of community and not just church. We want people to see the love of Jesus in us no matter what we go through. Therefore, make us examples in our neighborhood and in our home. We ask that you section every room and that you bless this house, that you allow us, oh God, to maintain this house. And guess what? Our joy. Why? Because we owned our home. Not rented our home, but we owned our home by choice for over 22 years. Has it been easy? No. Have we always had every single thing we wanted? No. But we asked, and our choice was full. And our Father, Abba Father, gave it to us. And even if you're renting and it's your heart's desire, God knows what we can accept, what we will do, and what we won't do. Why is that important? Because he knows the plan that he has for each and every one of us. Ask that our joy may be full. Notice what I asked for did not include him. Let me say it again. Whatever you're believing for, whatever you're asking for, make sure you're not just asking for 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself, my God today, loveth you. Listen to that, or my, he loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from him. You're the one that's not disputing that he is the Son of God. You're the one that is claiming him and that's calling on the name of the Lord, that's praying in his name, that's believing who he is. My God, we are in love with Abba, Father, and Jesus, our elder brother. And because we believe, I came forth from the Father and am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverbs. Come on, Jesus. Give us something. I know you usually speak in proverbs, but this right here is a little too much for us. You mean, homeboy, you leaving us? You mean you getting ready to leave the apostles? We're not going to have no more dealings with you? What's up with that? Haven't we served you enough? In their mind, they began to be more carnal than looking at what he was saying. Because the ground, my God, the greatest gift he could give us is for us to believe this word, walk it out, and become overcomers because he spoke it and he believed it. He lived it before. Now, are we sure that thou knowest all things? That was been a play with. And needest not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, I now come, that ye shall be scattered. Y'all not even gonna be together. My God. Y'all not even finna walk together, talk together, operate together. You'll be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Listen, y'all finna trip.
y'all finna take off on. I know I broke bread. I know you saw the fish and the loaves of bread. You saw the miracles. But did you hear what he said? They were going to be scattered, every man to his own. And she'll leave me alone. And yet I am not alone. Because the Father is with me. Y'all know they finna do me. They finna do me. And all you all that's running with me, calling my name, saying you love me, are going to find another way. And I'm going to have to bear this thing alone. Because they're not going to crucify you. They're going to crucify me. Why do you think he was speaking to them at such a time? Because he wanted to remind them as much as he was close to them and operated in every spiritual way God gave them. That sometimes, like today, in this human flesh, people tend to forget what he did. And they just keep on living. They keep on living themselves and bring his name up every once in a while. He's not looking for a people to call his name at the moment they just want something. And again, they forget what he did. He's looking for an endearing body, a bride, somebody that will love him forever. It is the hopes and the prayer when we stand before God with the name that our hearts are pure and we want it to be forever. But how many of you know it may not always turn out that way for whatever reason? But at the end of the day, that loyalty, peace, that love, that joy is what it does. It doesn't have to be in a marital relationship. Do you endear your parents? Do you love your children? Because listen, can I express to you that when it comes to ministry, you go, I put God first. I do this, I do that. But if that be true, how is it that we can serve others in churches and go around the world and do all these things but don't pay attention to our own family? There must be a balance. My husband and I serve in ministry together, but his needs, his life is important to me. And there are times I have to be a wife over being a minister. There are times I have to take care of him in a way that nobody can take care of him because it's my job. There has to be prayer going forth over his life. When he's not feeling well, I have to be able to bear that one and yet keep him encouraged enough that he does not fall away from the pain or fall away from what he's facing. The same it is with you and me in our lives. But yet if God is not the head, if God keeping us together, if God is not the one that will hold your relationship together, you will strive to hold them together and they will fall apart because it wasn't predicated on a foundation of the word. These things I have spoken unto you that indeed you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Today, as we were posting for this podcast, I wanted to make sure you understand you're an overcomer. There's a song by Mandisa, I am an overcomer. Listen, we will not always go through. We will not always not have. We will not always suffer through things in our body. We will not always face pain, heartache, disappointment, not having. We will overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
testimony today. What is it that you speak of in his name that he has given you full joy from speaking? Do you acknowledge him? I don't care what's going on. I don't care what opportunities come my way. I don't care in this natural world how the world wants to grab a hold of us as believers to help us believe. We can't make it without them. We are connected to the King. Don't you ever forget when you say yes to God that he owns everything, the cattle on a thousand hills. His mind is your mind. You have to make sure that you listen and follow him. Although his ways are not like our ways, he's given us the temple. He's given us the light. He's shown us what to do. He said the Holy Spirit will come when he goes away. The question we need to ask ourselves, is the Holy Spirit leading us? Follow him. And the answer is yes. So the next time you have a decision to make, yeah, don't make it in and of yourself or your knowledge, your research, and all that you have. Give him his proper space. I don't care if it's putting on clothes. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, what should I do? Oh, you sound foolish, Pastor Michelle. I dare tell you I'm not. In every situation, we go to him and say, Lord, give me wisdom. And when you invoke him in your world, you will begin to see the power of who he is. Listen, I don't care what the world tells you they will do unto you. They have no authority over our soul. They have no authority over our spirit. Anything that happens and comes into being in that realm is because we have not offered our awesomely asked the Holy Spirit to come in. When things happen to me, I have to take a brisk step and say, Lord, you know what? I need you. That's the first thing. I can't do this without you. Give me wisdom. When our home flooded, I opened the door. Water came out. I'm like, uh-oh, wait, hold up, wait a minute. I need you. I don't know what. Would you give me what to do? Holy Spirit, speak to me. Immediately, the Lord began to speak, and he began to show me. And to this day, I will never forget how quickly he answered. There are times when we put too much confidence in what we think we know, when he has the final say over whatever we do. And everything that's working against us is not working for us to be the storm. He said, and we know, Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for those who love him and are the cause. If I can leave you with this, let him lead you and guide you all the way. Ye are an overcomer. Nay, in these things, we are more, not half, not some, not a little bit, more than conquerors through him. It didn't say in you and your flesh, your knowledge, your education, your money, or the possessions of this world. It says, nay, in all these things, Romans 8 and 37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I pray this week, exhortation has been a blessing. That it's helped you, healed you, and allowed you to open up and hear what thus saith the Lord, that we all may be overcomers in whatever we are going through. I want to thank you for sharing your time. We don't take it lightly. If this is your birthday month, the month of July, the independent month, listen, we celebrate you. If it's your birthday,
if you want a new home, if you had a baby, if you graduated, if you're working on a new book, a new ad just for you on Elation Radio. We celebrate you. Perhaps there's not something that you're celebrating, but you're working. And maybe a loved one has been afflicted. Maybe someone has passed on. Maybe you have a decision to make that is going to make you or break you, and prayer is necessary. I want to remind you that here at Just For You with Pastor Michelle Rutt and the Elation family on Elation Radio, we are praying for you. And we don't just say that. We actually do that. I want you to understand and recognize that whether there is a loss or there's a pain or there's an affliction, there are times when we are in need. And in those times, we need to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help cometh from the Lord thy God, who hath made the heavens and the earth. I want you to always understand the position yourself in balance and humbleness. In those two categories, you can't go wrong. When you're balanced, you're open enough to hear, see, and understand what's around you. And when you're not only balanced, you are humble, your attitude will give you what it is that you need so that you don't overstep your bounds, because humbleness is always the way. So I want you to be secure today that if you're in need, don't let pride not slight you out of your blood. Don't let it slight it out, because God wants to bless when we are in need. Halloween announcements, so write them down, look them up, do what you have to do. We have in the St. Louis area two major organizations that are accustomed to helping everyone. They are affiliated with churches, local community organizations, and that is United Way, which is a national organization. You look them up under United Way, and listen, in the St. Louis area, we dial 211. They have everything from food assistance to housing to a utility system, whatever. There are other things that you may need, housing. Whatever, you call 211 and you will be connected with the specialist. We also have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. And that is ulstl.com. They are equipped with over 60 programs, housing, all kinds of training, that whatever you I guarantee you probably find it at the Urban League. They are actually preparing in the month of August for their back-to-school event. For more event information, please contact at ulstl.com. And guess who's coming? That's right. Fred Hammond will be in the St. Louis area on August 5th. With the Urban League St. Louis. On August 12th, we have another renowned gospel artist coming to the St. Louis area, none other than Vanessa Bell Armstrong. She will be in connection with an event with Monica Butler, as well as Yolanda, committee woman, Yolanda Yodiva. Yes, for more information, you can reach out to them on Facebook. Listen, I also want to make you aware that on Monday night, the Kingdom Wisdom Weekly is presented on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, that's right, with Pastor Donald as Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday evening back here on Elation Radio with our very own Dr. Timmy Robinson, whom we love and appreciate, and our Elation family, and of course, you, the listeners. Please join us at 5:30 p.m. That
p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The fourth Friday, somebody say Friday, on Clubhouse. Yep, meet us at the club. The Women of Elation gather to share wisdom, nuggets, and also information for business, for your health, for whatever is needed for that topic of the month. Our speaker will be in place on the fourth Friday on Clubhouse. Please look us up on Clubhouse. Join our From Ashes to Beauty group. We would love to have you. And link at that time will be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I want to remind you, don't forget about your local library in the St. Louis area. We have the St. Louis County Library. You can reach them at slcl.org. They have tons of information outside reading books, the obvious, and videos and movies. They also offer diapers for babies. They carry also feminine products for that time of the month and also after-school feeding. In the summer, there are summer feeding. For more information in the St. Louis County area, you will look up slcl.org. That's slcl.org. Well, listen, we come to the end of another podcast. We're extremely grateful that you stayed with us till the end. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, keep you, and cover you in all of your ways. You are loved. You are needed. You are enough. If you are not saved and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, may I invite you to the family. You are welcome to this family reunion. You don't have to bring anything. You bring yourself. You lay your burden down. You give your life to Him. You believe in your heart and be willing to confess with that Jesus is Lord, and you will be saved according to Romans 10:9-10. So don't ever think it's too late. Whether you're in the church at this moment, in your bedroom, on this podcast, wherever you are, you have the opportunity to give your life to the Lord and stay with Him, my God. Find a local church ministry that you can study, you can commit to the Bible, and grow and learn thereby that He may continually bless your life. Well, listen, we thank you for joining us on today. If you'd like to contact me, Pastor Michelle Wright, you can reach me on Facebook at that group, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, or you can also email me. That is leading, like you're leading someone, L-E-A-D-I-N-G, right, like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. We would love to get your community announcements to announce them so others can know all the great work that you are doing. I want to encourage you to serve someone. This is a very, very warm and hot summer. Pay attention to the elderly and your neighbors. Make sure you're seeing if the doors are open. If they're not open, that somebody takes the time to check on them. Always make sure you're watching the people on God to get the glory from their lives. We don't want them suffering or, God forbid, have a fall or anything that happens and nobody knows. And for days, they're there. Pay attention to the going in and the going out of your elderly neighbors. We thank God for you. We love you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio with the Just For You podcast. God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah. Glory.
good friends, Shelly Murdoch and Fred Hammond.
That's right.